Amen. From the book of Romans, chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, or hindered from coming, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks, to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Amen. Paul had a great desire, amen, a personal desire, amen, to go to Rome, amen, to visit the church there. In fact, he said, I long to see you, amen, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me, amen. And he had made plans to come, or go, amen. He said, I purposed, amen, to come, amen. But he said, I was hindered, amen. I just couldn't come. And when I read this, amen, the Spirit began to deal with me, and the question in my mind was, well, if he wanted to go and he made plans to go, then why didn't he go? So then, this verse said, I am a debtor both to the Greek, to the barbarians, both to the wise, and to the unwise. Amen. Paul felt such an obligation toward God for what God had done for him that he laid aside his personal desire and his personal plans in order to do something that God wanted him to do. Come on, church. Amen. So I'm asking you tonight, how do you feel about what God has done for you? Amen. I'm looking at a strange world that we're living in today. What bothers me is creeping into the house of the Lord. Huh? Come on, church. The Bible says, enter ye in, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be ye thankful and bless his name. Amen. So folks should be thankful toward God for what he's done for them, and they ought to be there a sense of obligation, amen, to God, amen, that would rise above personal goals, above personal desires, amen. Amen. And now you say, well, Brother Leon, you're a preacher, it's different. It oughtn't to be any different for you. He saved you from the same sin that I was saved from. He brought you out of the same pit that I was in. Come on, church. Amen. How do we feel about it? Amen. Now, Timothy said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Amen. No, that's a lot of reading, but I notice in verse 2 the word unthankful. I've never seen a generation, amen, in all my life that are more unthankful today than this generation that we're in right now. That's right. Amen. God help us. Amen. And I looked that word up, unthankful, and it means one without any sense of obligation toward his benefactor. Did you get that? Amen. One who is without any sense of obligation toward his benefactor. Amen. If you know what benefactor is, it means the one that's shoveling it in for you. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. That's not uncommon in this world that we're living in. Come on, you know it's so. Amen. This whole society's got their hand out believing that the rest of the world owes them a living. Come on, church. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. They're not even thankful for what they have got. Come on, come on, come on. Griping and going on about what they're getting, amen, when they could be getting nothing. Amen. What bothers me is I see this creeping into the house of the Lord. It really bothers me. Folks who have no sense of obligation, amen, toward God, amen, and Brother Heimer, I've seen him look like with the attitude, amen, God's lucky that I decided to come to church tonight. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel privileged to be able to be in the house of God and feel the Spirit of God moving up and down my spine. Woo! I said I feel privileged. Sweet Lamb of God. I thought several years ago I heard a song that said there was one drop shed for me. And preachers, we're always looking for a text that nobody else has ever used. So I decided I was going to preach on my drop. My drop. Sounds good, don't it? Amen. Well, I got to looking and I found out it didn't come for me. Don't quit me. The Bible said he came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Huh? Huh? He didn't come for me. Amen. But they didn't want him. That's what John said. That's what John said. First chapter, they didn't want him. They refused him. Woo! Amen. Amen. And Paul said in the book of Acts, amen, said it was needful that the gospel first be preached unto you, Israelites, but seeing as how you judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turned to the Cherokee and we heard him gladly. Come on, church. Amen. So I found out that I really didn't have a drop, but I got one because they didn't want it. Sweet Lamb of God. And I begin to see, amen, how wonderful it was that he found a wild olive branch and grafted the thing in to the tree. Amen. Woo! How do you feel about it? Amen. Just a graft. Amen. My God in heaven, I ain't going to give him any cause at all to pluck me out of it. Amen. And Paul said in the book of Romans, and I used this scripture last night. That's all right. It's still Bible tonight, ain't it? Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. Amen. They did know God. They did know God. Come on, church. Amen. And here we see that now they have become, amen, fools. How did that happen? He tells us, amen, neither were thankful. They didn't put God in His place. Come on, they glorified Him not as God. Come on. And they were unthankful. And I'm seeing a church world that's becoming fools because they're not thankful for what God has done for them. Oh, God help us. Amen. So now the question is how in the world could a child of God, amen, become an unthankful fool? How does the devil do that? Glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. Preach, Brother Buzzard. Thank you. I believe we will. Amen. In the book of Kings, amen, we find a passage of Scripture that God has really dealt with me about quite a bit. Amen. It's 1 Kings 12th chapter, beginning at 26th verse. Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now shall the kingdom return into the house of David, if the people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto the Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. You understand what's going on here? Amen. Now this king, amen, is afraid for the people of God to obey God's commandment because he knows that if they obey God and go up to Jerusalem, then God's going to bless them even more than he has been blessing them. Ain't that the truth? You don't like the word ain't? Isn't that the truth? Amen. Come on, church. You know when you obey God, amen, that you get blessed more than you do than when you just sit there like a lump on a log and never raise a hand and never say praise God and never do a thing for God. You know that, amen. And Rehoboam, he knew that too. So, the Bible said, whereupon the king took counsel, made two calves of gold, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and put the other put he in Dan. And the Bible said this thing became a sin. Do you understand what he's doing now? He's telling them, it's too much for you to go up there. You don't have to do that. Here's your gods right here. Are you all out there? These are the same words that the devil is turning the children of God into a bunch of unthankful fools. It's too much for you to dress right. It's too much for you to separate yourself from this world. It's too much this. It's too much that. He's got their minds focused on the do's and the don'ts. He don't want them to see that if they obey God, that God's going to bless them better than he ever has. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. When you get to thinking that way, you're in trouble. We're in the hour when people don't want to hear the gospel. You're right. They don't want to hear holiness, especially holiness. Amen. Especially holiness. Amen. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to be told no. Come on. They don't want to be told no. Amen. And the devil's told them, it's too much. The pastor is asking, too much. I mean, everybody's wearing it. Huh? Everybody's wearing it. No, everybody ain't wearing it. I said everybody that's obeying God is not wearing it. Come on, church. I don't care what the fad or the fashion is. If it's of the world, it ain't for God's people. Amen, Brother Leon. Amen. Come on now. Well, everybody's going. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. I ain't going. I ain't anybody. Well, so what? I'm still not going. Come on, church. But the devil's telling them it's too much. It's too much. I don't know whether I ought to or not, brother. It's a very sad thing when the world, or when the church world, gets to listen to the devil more than it listens to the Word of God or the man of God. When he has more influence in your life than the preacher does, you are in trouble. Huh? Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. I know. Oh, everybody's wearing it. I just got to have it. No, you don't got to have it. You don't have to have it. Woo! You know, I don't know if it just come to me. Shall I go ahead? Let me plow this out. When I was in Oklahoma when the split skirt started, I won't even look at you. Amen. And you know, it wasn't much at first. Maybe that much. You know, it wasn't much. And I thought, this is just a tempest in the teacup. Well, the holiness preachers out there went hog wild. I mean, they hit the ceiling. And I thought, this little overreaction. Just to be honest, I'm just telling you how it was. Until one day, Brother Heimer, I was listening to the radio, and Paul Harvey was telling about this Renee, and I don't know whether it's a man or a woman or whether it's a he, she, or a she, he. I don't know. But this designer that brought this in. And do you all mind if I give you what Paul Harvey said over the radio? Huh? They said to this designer, and he wasn't talking to the designer, he was reading the interview from some book, amen, but any our paper or whatever, amen. And they said, what is the motive behind this split that you're putting in the skirts that you brought back in, you know, that you're bringing in? What's the motive? And this is what the answer. Amen. He said, or she said, or she said, whoever it was, amen, said, for hundreds of years, the male has been the sexual aggressor between the relationship between men and women. And I can remember when girls never, if they acted in a funny way, people didn't have nothing to do with them when I was a boy. Nowadays, you got to look out there, liable to grab you and lay a lip lock on you, amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. You know I'm telling you the truth. They ain't no more bashful than nothing. They couldn't blush if they had to. And she, and he said, whoever was said, and this split is a message to the male generation that the women are willing, ready, and able. That's what he said. He brought it in for. It was a sign. I said, sweet Lamb of God, I'm going to start preaching against it. Amen. Very next chance I get. And I've been preaching against it ever since. Come on, church. Come on, church. I said, come on. It ain't too much. You don't have to. Come on now. If you put one of them things on and walk into Walmart and some old hairy dude looks at you with the eye, don't get offended because you asked for it. I said, don't get offended because you done asked for it and you done got it. Come on now. If it ain't for sale, don't advertise it. Come on, church. I'm telling you, amen, that it ain't too much to live holiness. I'm telling you it ain't too much to dress and be separate from this world. I'm telling you it ain't too much to stay away from Six Flags over Georgia, Texas, Missouri, or any other place. Or go to Disney World, amen, or the Crystal Palace, or anywhere else you want to name. Sweet Lamb of God, it ain't too much to stay out of the world. Sweet Lamb, look what He's done for you. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. I think it's about time us holiness people got a little backbone and stood up for what we believe in, amen, and tell them this is the way it's going to be. No matter what you say or what you do, I ain't going with you. Woo. Pray, honey, pray. Huh? Come on, church. It's not too much. I say it's not too much. Now, I ain't even got to what I want to preach on yet. I don't know if I'm going to now or not. Amen. But oh, God, I'm sick and tired, amen, of these yellow-bellied, backless, boneless preachers, amen. Amen. Afraid to stand in a pulpit and draw a line. Come on, church. God in heaven, help us. That's the reason we've lost the blessing of God and the house of God. Amen. It's because we've let go of what God gave us to hang on to. Oh, God. Amen. I don't just focus on the do's and the don'ts, but I don't want to forget they're there neither. Huh? I don't want to move the wave marks, Brother Heimer, amen. Woo! God in heaven help us. Let me get on with this tonight, amen. I'm going to be here. You in Ohio may not get home till tomorrow, amen. Jesus gave us a parable in the which this question is asked. How much owest thou unto my Lord? How much owest thou unto my Lord? Strange as it may seem, many folks among us seem to feel as though they owe God nothing. They only serve Him at their convenience. They don't have anything else to do. And anything can take precedence over going to the house of God. I don't want to offend you, but I don't think
family reunions are excuses to lay out of the house of God.
I really don't. I really don't. Amen. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, my Christian friends are closer to me than my own kinfolk. That's right. Amen. Most of my kinfolk used to be saved. They ain't saved no more. Just very few. I got four boys that are preachers. We're pretty close. Amen. Hello? Hello? But I've got cousins that I'm living close by, and I don't ever see them, and I don't want to go see them. I have no desire. I'd rather go to the house of God. But you see, I feel like I owe God big time. Let me preach to you how the Lord laid this on my heart. You had your shouting time. You can sit down if you want to. All things are delivered to me of my Father. This is Jesus speaking. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. I want you to hear that now. No man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who is the Father but the Son. So how do men get to know the Father and the Son? He just told us. Amen. Amen. But to whom? He to whom the Son will reveal him. Amen. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some said thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. They didn't know who he was. When Jesus was here, they didn't know who he was. And Jesus said to them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. This is the only way that you and I can know anything about God or His holiness or anything else, is that it is revealed to us, because flesh and blood cannot, amen, discern spiritual things. I got Bible for that if you want me to find it for you, amen. But sweet Lamb of God, so what do we owe God for revealing His Son to me?
Brother Rocky, what do I owe Him for showing Himself to me?
Come on. Amen. Amen. He showed me that He was the same. You're thinking, well, Brother Leon, everyone knows that Jesus is the Son of God. Do they? Do they? Do they? You say, well, Brother Leon, you can ask about anybody who Jesus is, and I'll tell you He's the Son of God. But do they know Him? Huh? I said, do they know Him? Come on, church. You can't know Him unless God reveals to you that He is the Son of God. I know words, amen. Yeah, I understand that, amen. Amen. You know, a lot of people in Jesus' day, you could have said to them, Brother Hyman, do you know Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Yes. You do, yes, yes. He's about 5'10", amen, black hair and brown eyes, and looked like he might weigh 150 pounds or something. They knew, but they didn't know that He was the Son of God. Now you're looking at me funny. Did you know that if people knew who He was and who He really is, they would be different?
Let me read it to you, amen.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God,
and He was talking about Himself,
huh? If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living water. Jesus is saying, if they really knew me, they would be asking me, are you hearing me? Do you know why churches are dead around the world here, around these nominal churches we call them? You know why they're dead? Because they really don't know Jesus. Come on. But They're not looking to ask Jesus for nothing.
Hello, headquarters.
Huh? Come on. Hello, hello, hello. Are you out there? Hey, amen. I feel like that we have lost a great resource when we decided that we didn't need to study the Bible anymore, that all we need to do is get a book of sermons, amen, look out, and go hold a meeting, amen. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Come on now. Amen. I'll tell you how much I owe him. I owe him everything that I preach. I got to dig it out for myself, Brother Matt. Ain't nobody digging this out for me. My wife said, I'm sure glad you don't preach as long as you study. I'm one of them dumb ones, you know. It takes me 5-6 hours, sometimes days, to get one little kernel dug up. But oh, I'm glad that He revealed Himself to me, that I know, amen, Him as the Son of God. Do you know Him as the Son of God? How did you get to know that? He revealed Himself to me. Mama was saved in 1942 when I was 4 years old. We had to go to church. We went to Sunday school. Sister Jerry, I want New Testaments. I want Bibles for memorizing verses, memory verses. And I want prizes for bringing other children to church. Amen. And I went. And I'd see Mama dance. I'd see others dance. It didn't mean nothing to me. I went there until 1950, December the 22nd, He revealed Himself to me. And I became a child of God. Huh? He revealed Himself to me for the first time, amen. Been in church all them years, and I didn't know who He was. And we got Him in the house of God tonight, sitting right here, that know all the right words, can say hallelujah and amen and all of that, but they don't know Jesus Christ. They don't know Jesus Christ. If they did, it'd be different. You wouldn't have to beat them over the head to get them to go to church. You wouldn't have to beg them, amen, to separate themselves from the world. Not if they really knew Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. No, 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 no. If they really knew Him. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I ain't never found it hard to live wholeness. I think it's a pleasure to be different from the world. I told my wife, I said, I'll tell you what. If some of them old men coming in and out of Walmarts, when we go to Walmarts, I used to sit up on the bench up on the front. And I finally told her, I said, I think I'll just wait in the car. I don't care if it is hot. I'm tired of looking at that. I said, if they had a rear view mirror, they'd quit wearing them things. Woo! But you know what? It don't take no rear view mirror because they don't care what they look like. But if they knew Jesus Christ, they'd quit wearing them. I said, if they knew Jesus Christ, they'd quit. And if you can't quit, you still don't know Him. I said, if you can't quit, you still don't know Him. If you can't separate yourself from this world, you don't know Jesus. He makes you want to live right. He makes you want to talk right. He makes you want to look right. He'll make you be right. I said He'll make you be right. Woo! He makes such a difference in a life. Amen. I thought about that man out in Idaho. Amen. Just paid. Yes, amen, just paid. Amen, alcoholic, wino. He spent hundreds and thousands of dollars drying himself out I don't know how many times. He just couldn't quit. Just couldn't quit. Well, amen, me and my brother was preaching a revival out there, and it went 5 weeks, and three of them was the driest you ever been around, amen. I mean, it's hard. We wanted to quit every weekend, the Lord wouldn't let us. Amen. That last 2 weeks we had 17 saved, I believe it was. Amen. Something like that. And Jeff Page was one of the first ones. He's an alcoholic, and they tried to get him to come to church. He said, I ain't going down to the Holiness Church. I ain't going down there. They just preach on my bottle. I ain't going. And one of them said to him, said, Jess, have you ever heard a buzzard sing? He said, what? He said, no, I never heard a buzzard sing. He said, well, there's two of them down there at the Holiness Church, and they're singing every night. And it tickled him, and he decided he'd come down there. Amen. Brother Heimer, he came in and sat back on the back bench. Amen. And we sung, and I got to preaching. And I seen him, when the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with his heart, he got up and headed toward the door. And just before he got to the door, he wheeled. Amen. He's about 6'3" or 6'4", weighed about 250 pounds. And he ran just as hard as he could toward the altar. And he got, amen, about the second bench. He just dove toward the altar and just landed. And right there he come out of that bottle and never touched it again till the day he died. Amen. I'm telling you, when you know Jesus, things will change. Amen. You won't have no trouble leaving the world alone when you know Jesus. Amen. When you know Him as the Son of God, you won't have no trouble. You worried about your children, amen, getting addicted to TV, get them to know Jesus Christ. You won't have no trouble with it. Amen. Worried about going on drugs, get them to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. You won't have no trouble with that. Or tobacco or anything else, amen. You won't have to worry about them crawling in the back seat of a car, amen, with somebody else. Hey, come here, church, amen. I'm telling you, when you know Jesus Christ, things... When you know Jesus Christ, amen, is the Son of God. Could somebody tell me how much I owe the Lord for revealing Himself to me? What do I owe Him? The Bible said, the Scripture has concluded all under sin. All of us were in bondage to sin. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Amen. Paul said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that do I. Amen. Amen. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I know that sounds kind of like an Indian talking, don't it? Amen. Amen. He couldn't do a thing about it. I said he couldn't do nothing about it, and neither can you on your own. You can't quit. Ed Mantell me, Brother Rocky Kirk, he said, you know, I feel sorry for y'all. Y'all can't do nothing. I said, you got the wrong look at it. He said, what do you mean? I said, it ain't that we can't do it. We don't have to do it. He said, what are you saying? I said, you can't quit. He said, I can quit any time I want to. I said, no, you can't. No, you can't. You ain't never going to want to. Come on, church. Do you realize how wonderful it is to be free from sin and not even... I'm telling you, I owe Him a lot. My wife sometimes gets perturbed at me. We'll be somewhere. Amen. She'll say, brother... And she won't say, brother Leon. She'll say, Leon, did you see how short that woman's dress was? I'll say, no. I guess I didn't. And I'm telling her the truth, and she can't hardly believe it. I don't draw my attention. I Y'all are getting quiet on me. Huh? Had a preacher preaching once about women wearing skirts that had hip pockets on it with rainbows and stars and I don't know what all on it. I asked him a question. I said, how do you know what they got on their hip pockets? Y'all are sitting down now. Come on, church. He just looked at me and stammered and stuttered, and I said, you need to think about what you're saying when you're standing in the pulpit. Come on, church. What is our attention drawn by? If sin is the attraction to us, then there's something wrong. Come on now. Come on, church. You know Jesus said if you look on a woman, amen, to lust after her, you committed adultery already with her in your heart. Come on. God's looking in here. What's in there? If all you can see is sin, and that's what you concentrate on, there's something wrong with your mind. Your heart's in the wrong place. You need to be set free. I couldn't do nothing. And I look back now, Sister Jerry, and I say, Leon, how stupid could you be? Mama told you if you'd done that, Daddy would get you, and you'd go ahead and disobey anyhow. And he got me. Every time. Never missed a time. Never. Amen. Whew. Boy, I was glad I got saved. You had to hang the belt on the wall. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. Paul cried out, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of sin? He couldn't deliver himself. Amen. But he found the answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen to this verse of Scripture. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We love that Scripture, don't we? But you know the one I love as much and maybe even more is the next one that says, For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Brother Marvin, if he'd have sent Jesus Christ into this world to condemn the world, Leon Buzzard would have never had a chance. Did David say, If thou shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But he didn't send him down here to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What do we owe him for that, church? Amen. Listen to this. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that wonderful? Do you white people know what forgiveness means? Mom told me quit saying that. Especially when we was in the South, amen. Forgiveness means that you are guilty, but you do not have to pay the price. Whew. My. Amen. But I like the next verse a little bit better. I can almost see the Holy Ghost after he's had Luke or whoever it was wrote this book of Acts. I can almost see him as he wrote that and he said, wait a minute. He said, let's put another verse underneath there. Amen. And so he had him write. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Do you know what the word justified means? It means as though it never happened. Amen. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. I like
come down to the altar and get saved. And he's washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's made a brand new creature. Amen. And when he gets up and walks back, that creature that walks back never told a lie. Huh? Come on here. Come on, he never stole a watermelon. He ain't never done nothing. Amen. He's a brand new creature. That's what the word new means. According to my dictionary, it means that which has not been in existence up until this present time and has only now come into existence. That's what new means. Oh, glory to God. When I came to the altar and got saved, I walked away a new creature. Amen. I had been justified. I had been forgiven. And now I'm a child of God. Come on, church. What do I owe him for that? And the Bible said, thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. And the Bible said, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Amen. Anyone here have a calculator? You reckon that thing could ever calculate how much that's worth? All my sins. I thought about that boy that Ralph talked about, was into drugs and everything else. Amen. Came to the altar, prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and finally prayed through after long prayer. And he got up and started running around the church, and he didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah. He just ran around the church hollering, "Hot diggity dog, I got it!" I wish some more people would just get up and run around the church and say, "Hot diggity dog, I got it!" Huh? 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 Come on, church! Sweet Lamb of God! Look at what we got, amen! Look at what God's done for us! What do we owe Him for it? Oh, God. I'm probably holding you too long. I can't see your clock. Amen. Got my, oh, wow. Yeah, it's getting late, isn't it? Amen. Oh, well. Amen. We're just coming through this life one time. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And the Bible says in Corinthians, and you know where I'm reading, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. I really don't think that many realize just how much we owe God in that we know that holiness is not an option. Come on, church. Come on, church. And we're living, and what's getting me is among our holiness people, it's getting to be where it is kind of an option. Huh? That's right. Amen. Do you know what the Bible said? The Bible said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. I know everybody here's got eyes, and everybody here's got ears. Amen. I know that. Amen. But everybody that has eyes and ears don't see and hear. Come on. That's right. Amen. I mean, the Bible said they see not, and hear, they hear not, neither do they understand. Amen. Amen. If only they could hear. You know what the Bible said? Strangers shall submit themselves unto me as soon as they hear. They shall be obedient unto me. That's how come I know they ain't here. Because they don't obey. Come on, church. Do you realize how much we owe God for eyes that can see and understand holiness?
You know, I've had them tell me, you read that and you get that out of it, but I get this out of it. And I said, I don't see how you do that. They said, well, I just can't see. I mean, when they read about, especially, for instance, when they read about the long hair and the short hair in Paul's writing, immediately says, if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such customs, neither the churches of God. And they say, that means that if they don't like it, then you're to quit doing that. I said, how stupid can you be? Come on, church. Come on. You know what Paul was saying? He said, if any man seem to be contentious, tough. Tough. That's what he was saying. Tough. Because we don't have no such custom as the women cutting their hair and the men growing theirs long. We just don't have it. If he's going to be contentious, let him be contentious. Don't make no difference. We ain't changing. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. If you understand that tonight, you ought to stand to your feet and raise your hands to God and say, thank God for eyes that see and thank God for ears that hear and a heart that understands holiness. Thank God for holiness. Thank God for holiness. Thank God for holiness. Thank God I know it's real. Thank God I understand it. Understand it. I can see it. I can hear it. I know it when I see it, not hear it. So what do we owe God tonight? Amen. He said, I'll tell you what you owe God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's all He wants from you is you. Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Leon. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Let's gather at the altar, church. Come on. Come tonight. Thank God. Thank God. We owe the Lord. We owe the Lord so much. Let's make it all. There's plenty of room around the front of this building. Come on. Come on tonight. Thank God. Thank God tonight. Thank the Lord. Come and let's pray. Yes, sir. We owe the Lord. We owe the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. God wants to help us. God wants to help us. He is to help us. God's speaking to us. Helping us. Thank God. Thank God. Call upon Him. Sing Him hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't rebel on the things of God. Don't back up from the Word of God. Glory to God.
I know who Jesus is. But they had no way of knowing who they had turned away. The Lamb of God who would take away their sin. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them how his blood can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make men whole. I'm
see.